What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are closed still, but we're going to get to them just as soon as we possibly can. Now, last March, there was this incident in the Suez Canal where somebody who was piloting a very large ship made a mistake and temporarily blocked off the Suez Canal, causing a major disruption of trade until the ship could be moved, and that was it was a real mess. Well, Maersk is out there saying that a much bigger disruption is being caused by congestion at the port in Yantian International Container Terminal. This is a deep water port in Shenzhen, Guangdong, in southern China. And there's so much traffic backed up there. At, you know, this is the start of the peak shipping season. It's causing delays in the supply chain. The other day, remember, we reported on how Home Depot just went ahead and bought their own container ship to try and get around some of these problems. Another article on the same thing, the Freightos Baltic Daily Index for Asia East Coast, this is the measure of container rates, surged by around 20% in just the past few days. And the as of yesterday, the Freightos rate reached $9,317 per FEU. This is the standard container the box, as it were. All righty. Getting on to immigration here. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, I'm really starting to like this guy. He is using $250 million in Texas state funding for a state-constructed border. And his Florida counterpart, Ron DeSantis, is dispatching law enforcement personnel to assist the border patrols in Texas and Arizona. Meanwhile, a sheriff in Kinney County, Texas, Brad Coe, says that illegal immigrants are damaging property. And this, of course, has been something reported by the various ranchers who live right along the border. But according to Sheriff Coe, he's saying it's intentional, you know, that these illegal immigrants are acting out of spite or just out of celebration at having made it across the border. But he said in the past 6 months, these illegal immigrants that get past the Border Patrol in the Del Rio, Texas area are walking through ranches, destroying fences and water pipes, leaving water faucets on, even breaking into homes. And he said, we've always had a fence cut here and a fence cut there because they're hauling dope or small kids or something. But, you know, we've never seen the intentional big 4x4 holes in the fence or now a 10-foot section just cut completely out. And the cost of replacing a mile of fencing can be up to $30,000, according to the ranchers. So it's getting ugly down there. And we had a caller who said, you know, those ranchers, they're only going to stand for so much, and they all have guns. And, yeah. Anyway, getting on back to Governor Greg Abbott, he signed a bill cracking down on critical race theory in Texas schools. And, of course, anybody cracking down on critical race theory, they're being denounced as racist and wanting to reinforce, black subservience to try and silence the history of slavery. But that's not what critical race theory is teaching. It's not just the history of slavery. It's an attempt to make whites feel collectively guilty. And, they're borrowing a lesson from Israel, you know, that we're all collectively guilty for whatever it was that the now dead Nazi Germans did to the now dead prisoners in those slave labor camps. So, the open borders people are playing the same game. You know, you're all collectively guilty for slavery and racism. And just by being white, you're automatically a racist. No, I'm not. I refuse to feel guilty about anything that I am not personally in control of. And certainly that would include things that happened before I was even born. And again, my ancestors ran a station on that Underground Railroad. So, don't I get a discount on all of this? Getting back to Greg Abbott, he also signed a resolution asserting Texas sovereignty under the 10th Amendment over all powers not granted to the federal government by the U.S. Constitution. This is major. It's not going to get a lot of coverage in the corporate media. But basically, the 10th Amendment says that any powers and authorities not explicitly given to the federal government by the Constitution belong to the states. And that's one of the most important amendments. It doesn't really get a lot of coverage in schools. I mean, people focus on the First and Fourth and Fifth Amendments, but really you ought to study the Eighth, Ninth, and Tenth Amendments as well, because they really significantly affect just what the relationship between the federal government and the states is supposed to be. Alrighty, I think the last report I had, Biden has just signed this. The House passed a bill establishing a federal holiday on Juneteenth, which is marking the end of slavery in the United States. It passed the House yesterday, and Joe Biden just signed it into law just before we went to air. And the bill sailed through the Senate by unanimous consent less than a day earlier. So we're now going to get a new federal holiday to get the day off, and the banks are going to be closed and so forth and so on. So a little bit of good news there. And I think a holiday celebrating the end of slavery is a good idea, because it's going to remind people that, yes, in point of fact, we did shut slavery down. Okay, we did make it go away, and a little bit of gratitude would not be out of line, I think. Interesting article. This came from Zero Hedge, and it's talking about Mao's cultural revolution has arrived here in America. And this in China happened between 1966 and 1976, and it was officially known as the Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution, and it was basically undergirded by a fanatical campaign to destroy the four olds: old things, old ideas, old customs, and old habits. And in the turbulent years from 1966 to 68, everything that remained of old religious practices, old superstitions, old festivals, old social practices, traditional weddings and funerals, old ways of dress were attacked and suppressed. Visual evidences of old things were destroyed, and there was just this firestorm of burning of old books and the smashing of old art objects. And boy, it does sound a lot like what's going on here in this country. It really does. Joe Rogan has issued a warning this week about the ongoing leftist campaign to defund police departments all over the country, saying, take a look at Mexico and how out of control crime is down there, because if you defund the police departments, that is going to be what we're seeing right here in the United States. Now, cops don't do anything if someone jumps into someone's backyard. They don't arrest them. You have to do like $900 worth of theft before they'll even arrest you. And if they do arrest you, they just put you right back on the street again. It reminds me of that guy who just walked into the Walgreens in San Francisco, filled up a trash bag full of products, and just, you know, exited the store, and nobody did anything to stop them. Up in San Francisco, there was this woke culture warrior who basically was caught stealing signed petitions aimed at recalling the woke San Francisco school board members. who are, pushing this ultra left-wing ideology. And so they figured the way to keep their ideology going in the face of growing public opposition is to steal the petitions. And I'm sure they felt that, anything they do in service to the agenda, it's really okay to steal the petitions because we serve a higher and more noble purpose. Another article, and Tom Cotton was talking about this, I think, about a week ago. The woke left is now moving in to try and take over the last functional patriotic institution, which is our military. And there have been these whistleblowers coming forward to say they are being subjected to, anti-American indoctrination. And that is very, very scary as well. This one, I think, needs to be forwarded. It's linked to whatreallyhappened.com. And there is a bill, okay, that was just passed by the legislature in Oregon. It's headed to Governor Kate Brown's desk for a signature, and it just might happen. And the whole point of the bill is that students won't have to prove they can write or do math to get a high school diploma. Okay? That let me give you that again. Students who are in high school that are going to graduate don't have to prove they can write or do math to get a diploma. That's how dumbed down we have become in this country. And again, it's what the leftists really seem to want. We've had another one of these Baker incidences here over in Colorado. A court ruled against cake shop owner Jack Phillips after he was sued for refusing to make a cake to celebrate a gender transition. Now, Autumn Scardina, who's also an attorney, sued Phillips earlier in the year for refusing to bake the cake in honor of Scardina's transition. The cake was ordered on the same day in 2017 that the Supreme Court announced it would take up a separate suit against Phillips, who refused in 2012 to make a custom cake to celebrate a same-sex wedding. And this may wind up going to the Supreme Court, and it might be a little bit different up there because the Supreme Court came down with a decision that's got the gays and the LGBTQ people just up in arms right now. This was a unanimous ruling by the Supreme Court, including the liberal justices, and this was in response to an effort by the city of Philadelphia to cancel Christian foster care agencies for refusing city demands to refer children to unmarried or same-sex couples. And the Supreme Court yesterday confirmed the protections for religion under the First Amendment. So if this cake case gets up there, I think the Supreme Court is going to say, look, the guy has a right to refuse service to anybody. Go find another baker. I'm sure there's probably a lot of gay bakers out there who would be happy to do the cake for you. And I'll tell you, politics being perception, where this LGBTQ effort is failing itself, if you will. They're not just going for acceptance, which for the most part, they pretty much already had that. But this heavy-handed attempt to force their chosen lifestyle into every aspect of our society, it's meeting resistance and it's generating hostility. And this suing of bakers is a really good example. I remember when I was a kid and you'd go into any store anywhere and there was a sign by the door saying, "We refuse the right to refuse service to anyone." And that was a basic right of being a proprietor of a business. And again, to me, the mature thing to do, if I wanted a cake to celebrate Satan's birthday, let's say, which I don't even know when that is, but let's stipulate it. And I go into a bake shop owned by a Christian, and I say, I want a birthday cake to celebrate the birth of Satan. And he says, I can't do that. The mature thing to do is to say, well, thank you very much for your time here. And, you know, I'm going to go find another baker. That's how you handle these things. You don't take them to court and say, you know, I want a cake that says, Hail Satan. It really is ridiculous. Okay. Now, over in East Baton Rouge, the attorney's office has petitioned for University of Virginia Associate Professor of Law Thomas Frampton to be arrested for contempt of court after he posted video of Louisiana police strip searching a minor in the middle of a public street online. Now, prosecutors are claiming that Frampton violated a law against sharing information relevant to a juvenile delinquency case, but the child that the police were caught on tape abusing was never charged of a crime. And the professor, Frampton, in an interview to Vice said, the notion that they're in any shape or form concerned about the privacy interest of a 16-year-old is not only laughable, it's insulting. It's obviously an effort to try and deter victims of police misconduct from speaking up, and that is reprehensible. I'm surprised they didn't go after him with the child porn laws. Okay. Over at Victoria's Secret, and I know a lot of people love those catalogs there, along with the annual swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated. But Victoria's Secret has gone woke. They are getting rid of their sexy, slender models, and they are now going to have their fashion shows feature transgender and plus-size models. People like Priyanka Chopra and Megan Rapinoe. And I'm going to make a prediction right now that their sales are going to plummet. But, you know, no sacrifice is too great for the liberal cultural revolution here. Up in San Francisco, they're dealing with a major drug epidemic. A lot of fentanyl is on the streets. And, of course, with drugs, in where drugs are illegal, there's a crime problem to pay for it all. And it's reached the point where San Francisco now only prosecutes 17% of shoplifters. And again, back to that video of the Walgreens where the guy just walks on in and walks on out. A lot of people are, you know, basically reacting rather angrily at the Texas Power Utility, telling them to turn up their thermostats and help us, you know, control power. And people are saying, you can almost understand we weren't expecting the cold in Texas, but, you know, what idiot wasn't expecting warm weather in Texas in June, and they didn't plan for it? Now, part of the problem is that apparently the Texas Power Utility does not engage in sharing and load balancing with other utilities. It's entirely self-contained, and that's why they are less able to handle surge demand. Okay. Now, interestingly enough, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency has decided to reinstate its climate change indicator platform, which is heavily manipulated to support the hoax of human-caused global warming. And certain inconvenient data is being disappeared. And you know, this takes us back to the height of the ClimateGate scandal, when there was an email dump and a source code dump from the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia, which showed all these global warming people were lying and fudging the data because the Earth was actually starting to cool. And by the way, the average temperature of Earth has been in decline for the last 12 years. Now, it's going to be very hot here on Saturday, and the global warming people are saying, see, I told you so, but it's going to get really cool the week after because of cold air coming down from Canada. All right, we're going to go ahead and open up the phone lines now, 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Working two jobs, ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry, so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants to help her, walk on.
Welcome back. Our show here, and we opened the phone lines 512-248-8252. And before we get either to the phones or back to the news, a friendly reminder and a nudge in the ribs that Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on doing what we're doing in these admittedly dark times in our nation's history. So the postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash, is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719 and extension 3. Now, don't forget the promos that are going on right now. If you send in a donation for $100, you will get your choice of an official RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt. So, you know, express your preference. And if it's the t-shirt, we need the t-shirt size along with the return address. If you send in $115, that's 115, you will get both the coffee mug and the t-shirt. And don't forget that Front Sight Firearms deal. It's a real, real sweet one. Okay, we're going to go to the phones now. Al in Canada. Hello, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I sent you a link to a story that was on the CBC up here in Canada. And what they did was they cut off and they you know, told everybody that they cut off commenting on Facebook because, you know, their quote-unquote journalists were being trashed.
Yes.
Right? So I grew up with the CBC, and everyone pays for it in Canada. I think it's $30 a person.
Yes.
It's around $1.5 billion this thing costs. Its viewership is about 3.9%.
Yeah.
And it lost a quarter in just in 1 year of its viewership, much like CNN, right, Mike?
Yeah, kind of similar. A lot like CNN. A lot like all the corporate media. They're all losing audience.
Well, when you lie to people so much, like you say, you said this a long time ago, these liars, they dare not tell the truth just once because then people will be able to discern the difference between
them. Yeah, we'll learn how to tell the difference.
Yeah. So, you know, look what CNN's doing now. It actually just spit out a little bit of truth about Biden. But anyway, the comments, if you go to top comments on this thing, and when I was reading this a couple of days ago, I was watching comments just disappear in front of my eyes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's after they get moderated through their, you know, their AI algorithms, right? So they were really controlling what people are saying. But if you look at the top comments, it's all the same thing. It's basically saying that the you know, people have lost their trust in our state-sponsored, you know, propaganda website. And this is what happens, right? The journalists, and I use quotations around them, that work for the state-sponsored.
Well, I call them prostitutes and correspondents.
Well, the last one's like really close. It's a lot closer than the first one, but
okay.
These people that try and social engineer, and this is what it's all about, Mike, right?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, it's about social engineering, and they don't let up. They throw all this stuff at us that's out of the norm, shall I say. And, you know, the normal used to be a lot different 30, 40 years ago than it is now.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how they do this, right? They just keep pushing that envelope. It's like, until, you know, there's nothing left to push, I suppose. I don't know what would happen after that. But a lot of people are starting to push back now. They see it.
Yes.
I mean, it's on display. It's full on display in a lot of places. And, besides your website, there are a couple other good ones, too. All the mm-hmm. websites that you link to are good.
Yes.
There's Daily Mail. Well, you link to them. But you never link to CNN or MSNBC unless it's to make fun of them or, you know, push show what they're,
I linked to, you know, I used to link to Fox. I don't do that anymore. The only time I'll link to, a corporate media news website is to point out an obvious piece of propaganda or outright lie for the edification of the audience.
Yeah, and you know, you have. I don't want to, you know, like I don't want to make you sound like a god or anything, but you really don't. If you find something that is wrong with a piece of news that you've linked to or even talked about, and you find out that something's not true about or something's wrong, you will immediately tell everybody.
Okay, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up.
Thanks, Mike.
I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors so you can finish up.
Oh, yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We've got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, and we're finishing up with Al in Canada. So, Al, just pick up where you left off.
So, basically, as far as censorship is concerned, there is no censorship at what really happened. Although I remember years ago you did hang up on a caller here and there, you know, these flat earthers.
Well, I still do that here and there, and you know, there is, I don't know if you'd call it censorship, but there is a certain selectivity at whatreallyhappened.com. I mean, you know, I'm not posting stories about Bigfoot, you know, or fake Apollo moon landings or anything like that. I'm trying to keep us as much in the real world as possible.
Yeah, you don't want to go to the, back in the, you know, like 30 years ago, 40 years ago, standing in line at the checkout, right? The Inquirer, and there it is on display. It was good. Oh, it's like Stephen King, it's mental junk food. It has no basis in reality. Much like
yeah, I think
world,
the worst was the Midnight
into.
Sun.
Yes. Anyways, that, you know, that's it, Mike. The next time I call in, I'm going to shoot you guys some cash, and I hope other people respond as well. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much for the pitch and the kind words. And we're going to go to Andrea in Oklahoma. Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes. yesterday you had two articles that you read off, and I both of them were jaw-dropping, and I wanted to go back over them because I think everyone should really focus in on what this is that you reported yesterday. The CDC, which they have invested big money into the vaccine. They've
yes.
got stock, and they have stock holders.
They own patents.
I will see, and there's another reason for they're not going to stop anything. And
no.
How many Congress people are invested in these vaccines? We know that Bill Gates has doubled or tripled his trillions or billions, but the story was, and it can be found on BitChute, CDC removes 150,000 deaths from the Baylor system. It's vaccine genocide. Now, that's a big cover-up because all that's been written supposedly is that there's 5,000 deaths. This is 150,000 deaths that are being erased, so they're covering it up. They're taking it out of the machine so nobody can see that, and they can claim that the vaccine's safe. Now, the other one was, that was jaw-dropping, that parents in Florida took, I guess they went and bought six masks off the shelf,
yes.
maybe who knows where, and took them
I don't know
them.
That they got them off the shelf. You know, I don't know where they got them. Yeah, that wasn't really stated, but they did have these six masks, and they sent them to a testing lab, and five of them were discovered already contaminated with some very serious pathogens, including pneumonia and you know, stuff like that.
Meningitis, yeah. Food poisoning, Lyme disease, diphtheria, and Legionnaire's disease. And we all know that meningitis is, well, that's, you know, that's a death sentence. There have been several people that caught it, and they had this one woman in Oklahoma, to save her life, they had to cut off her both her arms and both her legs. And it's like, oh, gee, I'm glad you saved me. But that was, I think we all need to think about how serious this is and how they want to rid the planet of us. And what are we doing about it? And that's, we just put that in your pipe and start smoking on it, because there's something that's got to be done about this. If the CDC, they're not going to back down. They're covering this up because they want you to get your yearly vaccine. They are determined to wipe you, your children, your babies out of this, off this planet.
Well, I don't know if it's necessarily nefarious from the point of view of the CDC. It's just all about the money. It's like I was saying earlier in the show, there are these two gigantic investment houses, and they own most of the corporate media and a huge chunk of the pharmaceuticals, and that's the connection. They're making money off of the vaccines. Vaccines make more money than outright cures. And so they're going to tell their media assets, you know, push the vaccines, ridicule anybody, you know, who says the vaccines may not be safe. And that's where really what's driving it. You know, these pools of wealth almost become their own entities. And they start acting outside human agency. I don't think there's anybody actually really pushing the button saying, do this. It's just everybody is looking at increasing those numbers on their computers. And so collectively, they wind up doing some very evil things. But it's not like there's somebody sitting on a throne somewhere saying, do these evil things. It's just that, you know, that epiphenomenon of all that collective greed.
I think they've got both of them going, because I really think they are trying to get there to be less traffic, more parking places for them. And I really think there's a lot more to this that yes, they're trying to rid this planet of people. So That's my two cents. Thank you for listening to me. Bye.
Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. And yeah, there are concerns being raised that the vaccines are having a negative effect on both male and female fertility, ability to reproduce. All right, we're going to go to Charles in St. Pete, Florida. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Just reading things in the truthseeker.co.uk had a report that the CDC was worried over many having problems with myocarditis, you know, enlargement of the heart.
Yes.
There have been received vaccines. And also I saw a report on my, I don't know which one it was. It popped up on my computer screen about Trump being concerned over the two vaccines, the Pfizer and the safety, you know, Pfizer and the Moderna, I think, as I remember mm-hmm. it. So I'm not, I don't know what, if this is, he's made a speech or this is based on a, you know, it's not, well, you know, you talk about the National Enquirer, friends of mine, and the Times, St. Pete Times here locally, he said there's a lot of real stories in the National Enquirer. They're not all just tabloid journalism.
Well, no, they're a lot better than they used to be because some years ago they got sued, you know, royally. I think it was by Cher. Or it was either Cher or, I think it was by Cher.
Somebody sued
and, you know, up until that point, they'd been saying First Amendment, absent of malice, and Cher won the lawsuit, and since then, the National Enquirer has kind of cleaned itself up. It doesn't do the really wild stuff like you see over in the Midnight Sun anymore, but they certainly used to.
Well, you know, it used to be that if you were a celebrity, you couldn't sue, you know, somebody like General Walker, do you remember that? The St. Pete Times smeared him. This is back in the 60s, you know, and but the Supreme Court said, well, he has no rights. He's a celebrity, a public figure. So I forget what the decision's name was, but that happened
I just did a quick check, and it was Carol Burnett who sued the National Enquirer and, you know, definitely brought them to heel. But you're right. The newspapers could say anything about anybody, and it was very hard to prosecute them. There was a really good Paul Newman movie called Absence of Malice that had Sally Field in it, and really showed how some of this stuff, you know, does get done.
You remember how General Walker, they always showed up the nostril shots, making him look evil and sinister?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember
they
General
do a lot
Walker.
Of tricks with Photoshop now. Like, you know, that black guy who shot the black store clerk, you know, in an argument over the mask. The corporate media was deliberately lightening up his picture, trying to make it look like he was mostly white, at least. And it was almost laughably bad job.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to bring that to your attention that maybe Trump is changing his tact and he's beginning to talk about vaccines, not saying, you know, we're in a warp drive to meet our goal with the Borgs or something with vaccine or, you know.
Well,
like
you know, Trump may be watching what's happening with Dr. Fauci. And realizing that his best course of action, if he's really going to run again in 2024, he needs to start distancing himself from the vaccines themselves. Now, he can certainly take credit, you know, for incentivizing the development and getting it started, but he needs to distance himself from the vaccines themselves. You know, as more and more stories of inability to prevent COVID-19.
Well, Trump.
Coupled with adverse reactions.
I forgot about the animal trials, though. You know, I mean, you can be faster than light, be faster than warp speed, but maybe he was avoiding with these vaccines, they're having animal trials, as I understand all these mRNA type vaccines, Trump made the mistake of listening to Fauci.
Fauci was self-promoting as, you know, this expert going all the way back to HIV.
Fauci announced that I am science, like I am God or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. He didn't say that exactly, but almost said that.
Well, yeah, what he said was anybody attacking me is attacking science.
Yeah, yeah. I am science, you know. Like anybody can say, I am science. I am Sir Isaac Newton. I am Einstein, you know.
Well, you know, you say that too much, they're going to, you know, put you in a home where you spend your day making baskets.
Okay? Right, surpassed Einstein. Yeah. Right. Okay, that's all I wanted to get. Maybe Trump's changing his...
for the phone call, and we're going to let you go now. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we've been talking a lot about computer security and, you know, the Internet of Things and how it can be abused. And now McAfee is basically saying that the Peloton exercise machines can be hacked. And they're talking specifically about the Bike Plus users. And the cyber criminals have to get physical access to the machine. So this is something that's mostly going to happen in athletic clubs and, you know, exercise stores and things like that, where many people are milling around there. But all it takes is a USB key that has a boot file image with the malware, and it allows the criminals root access to the Bike Plus, which is Peloton's $24.95 bike, and they can enable the bike's camera and microphone to spy on the device and whoever is using it, and maybe even take some control of the exercise equipment. It's a little creepy to think, you know, when you're in that little gym and you're in your underwear on that thing, that somebody might be watching you here. All right, there's been another major internet failure. This happened early this morning after a key piece of the internet failed. This is the second major interruption of the past 10 days. And this was a failure at Akamai Technologies, a global content delivery network. And Akamai is actually a Hawaiian word meaning wisdom. So let's see. Airlines, banks, stock exchanges, trading platforms had brief outages early today. And let's see. It caught companies like Southwest Airlines, United Airlines, the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, Westpac Bank, and Australia and New Zealand Banking Group. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange website was also briefly offline. Got to make that, you know, it's critical infrastructure and should be made a little bit more robust. Okay, Elon Musk's Starlink is opening up a new frontier. They're going to offer satellite internet for commercial flights. Now, you know, you can go on to commercial airlines, and they'll let you connect your device so that you can reach the internet, but it's very, very slow, and it does cost a bit of money. So Starlink is saying they're going to offer satellite speed internet on commercial flights, and they're already negotiating with several airlines to kick this off. So that's going to be really kind of cool. Sometimes, you know, my age, and I've grown up with the technology, and sometimes it still kind of stuns me how far we've come. And about 2 weeks ago, Claire and I were over visiting a relative who's got a boat. We were out on the lake, and all of a sudden we got a FaceTime call with another family member in Washington State. And it's just like, wow, I mean, this is, you know, how science fiction can you get? And we're all sharing our stories and everything. Speaking of Elon Musk, it has now come on out that SpaceX ignored at least two weather warnings from the Federal Aviation Administration that weather conditions meant the launch of the SN8 rocket last December might not be safe, and of course the rocket did explode. Now, I love this next one, and I'm trying to find where the petition is. More than 12,000 people have signed a petition saying that when Amazon founder Jeff Bezos goes into space next month with Blue Origin, that he be denied re-entry to Earth. And I think that is really quite humorous there. It's kind of amazing. All these billionaires spending all this money to get off the planet. It's like, you know, do they know something that we don't? China's Shenzhou 12 has now docked with the space station core module, delivering three astronauts for their first mission up there. And they're doing really good. They're going like gangbusters here. All right, we got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be back with more news after these few words.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again, it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility. Provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to James in Charlotte. Hello, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Some of your callers lately have been suggesting possible guests you might try to get. One I would suggest is Matt Bracken. I don't know if you're familiar with him. He's a former Navy SEAL. I happen to hear part of a video presentation he did. I think it's his most recent one just today. I'm going to try and see if I can get the whole thing and listen to it, because it really was very riveting. It was titled American Gulag.
Yeah.
And it's about the prisoners being held in Washington on various charges of trespassing and even lesser charges from the January 6th demonstrations in Washington. And he was saying that they're being held, a lot of them at least, are being held 23 hours a day in solitary confinement. They've been denied access to attorneys. They've been denied access really to any type of communication.
Yeah.
Apparently some of them have been subjected to beatings and various other types of physical and mental and psychological torture. He was really just getting very worked up, and so was I, about the fact that nobody is protesting this. There's nobody demonstrating about it outside the prison. There's nobody speaking up about it in Congress.
Okay.
The Republicans, again, are typically totally gutless about this. I would, if you can get him on and have him talk about this particular subject, I think it would maybe.
All right, next week I'm definitely going to start trying to get more guests in on the show and, sort of get back to a more open format. So anything else?
No, that was basically just something I wanted to suggest to you.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot, James, and we're going to let you go here. We're almost to the end of the program, and I'm going to start with a little bit of a program note. I am having to take tomorrow off for personal reasons. Steve Elkins will be taking the microphone for the Friday show, so it's not going to be a replay. Tune on in and listen to Steve, and I'm sure he's going to have a lot of good things for you. Now, John Stadmiller's program today, John Twitchell, is taking the microphone, and he is soon to have his own show here at RBN on Saturdays. Sheriff Mack will be the guest today with John, so that's definitely worth staying tuned for. Please spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Spread the word of WhatReallyHappened.com. Please donate. Just talk us up with everybody on all your social media. We really need to reach more people anyway, we'll be back. Well, Steve will be back tomorrow, Friday. Aloha, America.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.